You know, we toss around the term game changer all the time. It's a cliche that I hate. Everything's a game changer all the time. But the dramatic shift in U.S.-Cuba relations is a huge moment for politics, a big moment for Cuban-American culture, and yes, literally a game changer for baseball. Cuba has a long love affair with baseball. Fidel Castro himself flirted with a pro career. Turns out he wasn't nearly good enough to make it, but he remained a huge fan, is still now. But the Cold War standoff has made the path from Havana to the big leagues very, very difficult. More than 50 players have defected from Cuba to play in the majors since the Communist Revolution. But will the new diplomatic relations between the United States and Cuba make that journey to Fenway Park or Yankee Stadium or Nationals Park in D.C. a whole lot easier? George Vesey is a contributing sports columnist for our partner in the New York Times, and he says that Cuba's talent for baseball could be the first thing on the negotiating table as tensions ease between old Cold War enemies, and he joins me now. George Vesey, hello.
Hello, Todd. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm excited potentially for the influx of Cuban players into the big leagues.
I would say so. I think there are so many more exciting things on a personal level of this opening that President Obama has made, but certainly baseball is the most obvious and possibly even the easiest of all to do, that if any kind of economic barriers are lowered, that the first commodity would be baseball players.
It's not new in the sense that both Cuba and the United States, to the extent that we made nods towards cultural commonality over the years, have had sort of goodwill baseball games. There's been a recognition of that commonality.
Well, the commonality was fine, and it was a step, and it led to all kinds of political protests. Two people with the Mets actually sat out a game when the Mets played a game because they just didn't want to be on the same field with their homeland. But in the short run, there's a lot of talent in Cuba, and there's a love of baseball that permeates the island. But back when I was there in 1991, old-timers were talking about the Cleveland Indians of 1948. You know, remember when Bobby Feller and Bobby Avila and Al Rosen played in the World Series and all of that? So they were living in a time warp just as they do with their vintage cars.
Now, bring it forward to the present day. Of course, there are a couple of Cuban stars in the big leagues right now. There's been a little bit of news. Yasiel Puig for the L.A. Dodgers, just 2 days ago, I read, the man who helped smuggle him out of Cuba to get his $42 million contract that he enjoys now, pled guilty to smuggling, I believe, in Florida to a felony.
The very fact that we, the United States, has had this bloqueo against Cuba has led to all kinds of characters living on the edge, you know, like living in an old Humphrey Bogart movie. And you would have these characters because you can't have, I mean, is there such a thing as a legitimate agent? But you can't have legitimate agents working because the doors have been closed. So you get people who will take a chance, who will hire a boat, who will hire a pilot, you know, 30-foot boat that El Duque came over to the Bahamas on, and you take the chance of getting eaten by sharks. So why not hang out with the human sharks?
Now, George Vesey, before we let you go, I really have to know that old story. Is this apocryphal that pre-revolutionary young Fidel Castro, you know, almost made the big leagues? Is that really true? Was he that close?
From what I read, Fidel was an aspiring pitcher who didn't make the law school team. He pitched intramurals at the University of Havana Law School. I think he pitched for his college, but he did not make the team in law school. Maybe he has exercised, you know how the double think works. Maybe he has exercised that memory, but that's the story. No, anything, he was not scouted by the Washington Senators or any other team. People looked at him. There's a great 40-second video somewhere on the web. Anybody can find it. He's got a rag arm, sidearm delivery, even the fact that he's probably in his 40s by then or close to it. This was not a man who was ever going to make the major leagues.
George Vesey, contributing sports columnist for our partner, the New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.